I remember later on, as the thing gradually whittled down, I was given the job of looking after one of these columns going out to sea. In the last 36 hours, I was the only one, because everybody else had been evacuated, and there weren't very many people going. Well, one or two interesting things. The thing I always enjoy was, here was this column of chaps, and a brigade headquarters came up. And the brigadier was a splendid sort of chap with a puna moustache, and this, that, and the other. And a great big lifeboat came in, lovely one. It wasn't rowed or anything, it was a big one. And started bumping about, and I popped his brigade headquarters onto this lifeboat, you see, and that was splendid. They all got on and looked over the top, and then of course the thing stuck on the sand, the wet on. So the brigadier, doing what he should do, got out, come on chaps, give me a hand, and half a dozen other good chaps got out, and they pushed and shoved, and gradually the lifeboat went off. Well, instead of waiting for the brigadier to sort of wade out and somehow get there, they all waved him, goodbye, see you later. And he was furious. And he really blamed me for this misfortune. I couldn't wait to get him on the next little boat that came in and get rid of him.